Hi guys, welcome to the Salon Marketing Podcast. I'm your host, Mark, Chief Content Creator for the Salon Marketing Agency, along with my co-host, Veronica. Hey there, deep divers, ready to dive into the world of salon marketing. We're talking about taking your business to the next level, and one of the paths you're considering is hiring a marketing agency. Smart move. But I get it can feel overwhelming, like stepping into a salon supply store with a million different shampoos and no idea where to even start.
You're definitely not alone in feeling that way. So many salon owners find themselves at this crossroads. Bringing in expert help can be a game changer, but you're right. It's essential to go in with your eyes wide open. That's exactly why we're here today.
You read my mind. So let's dive right into our deep dive for today, which is based on the article you shared, Hiring a Salon Marketing Agency, 5 Questions You Must Ask. Question number 1 jumped out at me. Agency experience specifically in the salon industry. It makes sense, but why is that niche expertise so crucial? Isn't marketing just dot marketing?
That's where it gets interesting. It's easy to think marketing is a one-size-fits-all thing, but the reality is a seasoned salon marketing agency brings something extra to the table. I'm talking about having their finger on the pulse of your specific client base, understanding the booking cycle nuances, knowing how to make you stand out against the salon down the street. They've already navigated the ins and outs of your world, meaning they can hit the ground running for you.
That's huge. I mean, who wants to waste time and money while an agency plays catch up? It's like, remember that time I tried to cut my own hair during quarantine? Let's just say it was not a good look. Sometimes you've got to trust the experts.
Exactly. And speaking of trusting experts, the article's 2nd question is all about the specific services a salon marketing agency should offer. The article mentions digital marketing, but I think it would be helpful to break that down a bit further.
Yes, please. Digital marketing sounds kind of broad. What does that actually look like in the context of a salon?
Good point. When we say digital marketing, we're talking about any way you're reaching potential clients online. That can include things like SEO or search engine optimization, which is how your website shows up in Google search results. Then there's PPC or pay-per-click advertising, those targeted ads you see on Google, social media, and even YouTube. Let's not forget about the power of email marketing for appointment reminders and promotions. And of course, we can't forget about social media platforms like Instagram and Facebook to really let your salon's personality shine.
Okay, that makes it a lot clearer. But I keep seeing this word bespoke in the article. It sounds so fancy and personalized. What's a concrete example of how a salon's digital marketing strategy might be different from, say, an online clothing store?
I love that you picked up on that. Bespoke is key here because it means tailoring the strategy to your specific business. Imagine this. An online clothing store wants to reach as many people as possible across the country. They'd focus on ranking for broad search terms like women's dresses or men's sneakers. But a salon, especially yours, thrives on attracting local clients.
Right. People who live or work in the neighborhood are much more likely to become regulars.
Exactly. And that's where that bespoke approach comes in. Instead of broad keywords, they'll focus on hyper-local SEO. Think search terms like best balayage near me or blowout salons open late your city, terms that speak directly to the needs of your ideal client who's just a few blocks away.
Wow. I never thought about it like that. It makes perfect sense. Okay, so we've covered the importance of experience and a tailored approach, but how do you actually know if it's working? Question number 3 from the article talks about how the agency measures success. I feel like that's super important.
It's crucial. In the marketing world, we have a saying, what gets measured gets improved. And here's the catch. Not all metrics are created equal. A good salon marketing agency understands this and will work with you to define what success looks like for your business. Do you want more website visits, more online bookings, more people walking through the door? They should be tracking the numbers that actually matter to your bottom line.
It's all about seeing that return on your investment, not just chasing vanity metrics. Speaking of investment, the article's 4th question really resonated with me. Balancing the attraction of new clients with keeping your current clients happy. Can you elaborate on that balance?
Absolutely. Think of it like this. New clients are essential for growth. They bring in fresh faces and new energy. But your existing clients, those loyal regulars, they are your rock. They provide a steady stream of business, are more likely to spend more over time, and are walking advertisements for your salon. A smart marketing agency will understand both are critical for long-term success.
And doesn't social media play a big role in both of those areas? I know a lot of salons are using platforms like Instagram and Facebook these days, but how does that actually translate into attracting new clients versus building loyalty with existing ones?
Great question. Imagine you're running a promotion for a free hair treatment with every haircut. To attract new clients, you'd want to get the word out to people who might not know about you yet, right? That's where a visually appealing Instagram ad targeted to people in your local area who've shown interest in similar services can be a game changer.
So smart. Okay, I'm getting some ideas already. What about those loyal clients?
For them, it's all about nurturing the relationship. Think about posting behind-the-scenes content on Facebook. Maybe a fun day in the life at the salon, highlighting your team's talent or showcasing client transformations. It's a way to remind them why they love coming to your salon and make them feel like they're part of the family.
That makes so much sense. It's all about speaking directly to those different groups and what they respond to. Okay, moving on to question number 5 in the article. And this is something that I think we can all relate to. Communication. I don't know about you, but I've had those client agency relationships where it felt like pulling teeth to get a response. Why is that open communication so vital in this particular relationship?
You hit the nail on the head. It's all too easy for communication to slip through the cracks. But in the world of marketing, that can mean missed opportunities. Or even worse, misunderstandings that impact your bottom line. When an agency prioritizes clear, consistent communication, it shows they respect your time value, your input, and are genuinely invested in your success.
Okay, so what does that actually look like in practice?
Imagine this. You're getting regular updates on how your campaigns are performing, no need to chase them down for information. They're proactively communicating any changes, challenges, or new ideas, and they're providing detailed reports that break down exactly how your marketing budget is being used. That kind of transparency builds trust, which is the foundation of any successful partnership.
I love that word, transparency. It shouldn't feel like a guessing game, right?
Yeah.
You don't know what's happening and why. Okay, speaking of transparency, let's not shy away from the elephant in the room, pricing. The article mentions a few different models like flat fees, hourly rates, and even commissions.
Mm-hmm.
What are your thoughts on those and what should our listeners be looking out for?
You're right, pricing is a big one. And I wish I could give you a simple answer like this model is always the best, but the truth is it varies. The ideal pricing structure depends on your specific needs, the scope of the work, and your budget. That said, the one non-negotiable here is transparency.
Music to my ears.
Yeah.
So what does that transparency look like when you're discussing pricing with potential agencies?
It means feeling empowered to ask the tough questions. Don't be afraid to dig into their pricing structure, get clarity on what's included, and understand how they track their time or expenses. If something seems unclear, ask for a detailed breakdown. This ensures you're comparing apples to apples and making an informed decision.
That's such a good point. It's easy to get caught up in the excitement of a potential partnership. But you have to go in with your business head on, too. So to recap what we've covered so far, salon-specific experience, a tailored approach, open communication, and pricing transparency are all crucial.
Absolutely. And to build on what you just said about being informed, there's one more thing I want to emphasize, and it's something the article touched upon that I think is worth expanding on. We've talked a lot about what you should be asking agencies, but a truly great salon marketing agency, they're going to have questions for you too.
Ooh, I love where you're going with this. Tell me more.
Think about it. They're essentially crafting a marketing strategy that reflects your unique brand, your target audience, your goals. If they don't take the time to understand your salon's story, your vision for the future, even your biggest challenges, that's a red flag.
It's like they need to get you before they can help you grow, right?
Exactly. They need to be just as invested in your success as you are. If an agency is asking insightful questions, digging deeper to understand your business, that's a really positive sign. It shows they're not just trying to sell you a prepackaged solution. They're in it to win it with you.
It's like a true partnership, right? Not just someone you're paying to hopefully make your phone ring more.
100%. And you know, it's funny you use the word partnership because that's exactly the feeling you want to have when you're working with a marketing agency. This sense of shared goals and mutual respect.
It makes total sense. So to wrap things up for our deep divers out there today, we've covered a lot of ground. We've talked about the importance of finding an agency with salon-specific experience, the need for a tailored approach that speaks directly to your target audience, open and honest communication every step of the way. And of course, transparency when it comes to pricing.
And let's not forget about those insightful questions. Remember, a good agency won't just be interested in taking your budget. They'll be genuinely curious about your salon, your vision, and your goals. They're looking for those long-term success stories, just like you are.
Couldn't have said it better myself.
Yeah.
It's all about finding that perfect fit, an agency that not only understands the ins and outs of marketing, but also gets you and your business. And once you find that match, Watch out, world.
Exactly. The sky's the limit.
All right, deep divers. That's a wrap on today's episode on hiring a salon marketing agency. We hope you found this deep dive valuable. Remember, the right marketing partner can make all the difference. So choose wisely and watch your business thrive.